Hello, this is Miss Bounce.
And this is Sega.
And you're listening to Love, Sex, and Gaming Podcast.
Yep. So today, let me go ahead and tell you about this bullshit I gotta get off my damn chest right now. I swear to God, I was up and ready to go at 12 a.m. I took a little power nap and everything. I'm ready to play Monster Hunter Rise, and I get to my console as I set the mood in my room. I get a nice little purple aura on my little smart light bulb and stuff. And my babe, she just cuddles up, Miss Bounce all up in the bed and stuff. And I go towards it. It was like, oh wait, no, that's the wrong end. That's a demo. I'm slipping. And then I go ahead and I catch the actual game that I preloaded like 2 weeks ago, right? Yeah. 2 weeks ago, and it was like, yeah, your game's not available. I'm like, wait a minute, do I got the wrong time zone or something? Am I tripping? Nah, I can't be tripping. This is impossible. This is ludicrous. I'm like, I'm preloaded by Nintendo, not Comcast, not Capcom, by Nintendo. How in the book is my game not ready to play at 12 a.m. when the game says your game will be ready at 12 a.m., my nigga? On God, on blah, we got you, blah, blah. I was ready, and it ain't even that. It's not. I'm checking articles online. I must have made a mistake. Did my payment not go through? Man, I'm so hurt. My feelings are dead right now, man.
That's okay.
It is not okay.
It is.
Yeah, how? Tell me. Is it gonna be? Where's my Palamute then? Where's my ninja dog? Where's my cat that's gonna be doing nothing in the background but throwing boomerangs and shit? Where's that at?
You're gonna be able to play the game.
Where the fuck is the Rathalos I'm supposed to ride on?
You're gonna be able to play
the game. Yeah, when I wake the fuck up, I don't want to wake the fuck up to play it. I want to play the shit now. I was so ready. It's like when you about to have sex and she was like, well, looks like the time is not right. Wait a minute, did the stars not align? Is the butt cheeks not spreading the right way? Do I need more like Astro Glide? Do you want some butter? Nah, it doesn't even work like that. Nope.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
What?
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say neither, but I'm just out here frustrated as hell making a podcast at like, what is this, 12:48 today. And I'm like, man, I'm gonna let somebody hear these words. Somebody's gonna hear my and you know what? Plenty of people will understand my frustration. I'm looking through Twitch right now to see who's going through me. I literally just found two mofos online who's doing it. And they just so mad, and I'm just so mad. I'm like, y'all Eastern too. They lied to you. They stole from you too, bruh. They stole my time and my sleep. I was willing to sacrifice it for this. And it's not even there. I know how crackheads feel like now.
What? I don't think that's the same
feeling. When the plug don't show up, but you got the money.
I don't think that's the same feeling.
When you show up and you expecting an eight ball, and then there's nothing. Nobody's there. In the crack alley, there's nobody there. There's no crack in the pipe. There's nothing there. There's no loose nothing. There's no shake, no nothing. What are we going to do, B?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, we should boycott Nintendo.
I don't think
we should boycott Nintendo for this disrespect of a travesty of a product delay. When you go to a pizza shop and you put in an order, you expect for your stuff to be done, right? Mm-hmm. When I pre-order a video game, two weeks, babe. That's a long time to wait for a video game. I waited longer for a video game. This is a pre-order. This is an investment. This is like my hard-earned economic earnings for some guy's computer program that I'm gonna kill a giant dragon with, and it did not fulfill my needs because it's literally not fucking here. I don't feel good.
Okay, what am I supposed to do?
Make me feel better.
How? What do you want? I can't turn into a Rathalos.
You don't need to. Just be my Palamute. Be my Palamute. Go off, off.
I'm not barking. I'll cuddle with you, but I will not bark. I'm not a fucking dog.
Chestnut's there. He's already the Palico. I just need the Palamute. Why are you even here, Chestnut?
Because that's where he sleeps.
You know what? I'm a fart. Just for your sake.
That's where he rests.
Yeah. Oh my god. This is.
That's what you gotta do.
My feelings are dead right now. I just want to play.
I'm
gonna try it again. Where's my controller? I'm gonna try it again. I'm gonna switch over. And my Joy-Cons died. You know what? This is racism.
I doubt that it's racism.
This is racism. You son of a bitch.
What?
Don't touch me, controller. Don't touch me. I'll try it one more time. Nope.
God.
Then, articles like, what did you say? 3 p.m.?
Yeah, they're saying PM. That's the latest. 3 p.m.
Afternoon time.
Afternoon time.
Who in the fuck does a release like that? Yo, let me slap Catcom across the fucking face. Oh my god, man. Oh my god. Dude, you chill out. It's just a game. Shut the fuck up. If you bought a car, if you pre-ordered the freaking Cybertruck and you there trying to pick up your Cybertruck and it's not ready yet. Who the fuck is you saying that my shit ain't ready? What? If you a boy, give me my shit. I put this $100 deposit down on this bitch with my A1 Star State credit. You better give me my damn truck. You better give me my fucking, what is that shit called? The fucking, the Warthog from Halo truck back, man. I want that shit back.
That truck is so fucking ugly, yo. Like, oh my goodness.
And one of my homeboy, he dead ass didn't got it. Like,
he got it?
Nah, he doesn't have, but he pre-ordered it. I'm like, bruh.
Oh, that car.
I can't wait for you to pull up in a motherfucking Cybertruck.
I'm going to clown him. Like, I'm going to clown him.
I'm going to, man, if I swear to God. I'm gonna make sure I got my Halo Master Chief 117 armor on, and I'm gonna
just walk up and be like, "You stole my truck! Like, you stole my truck!"
Like, I'm commandeering this truck in the name of the
U.S. Space Military.
Oh yeah, come on, let's go! I gotta go fight the Flood and the Covenant. Du-du-du-dur.
I'm like,
what? Shit, that hurt my throat. Yeah, that's, oh my god. Now, I can understand the Model Y or Model X. Definitely the Model Y.
Get your paws off of me. I'm scratching my thigh. He want to claw at my hand like it's a mouse. Cats are trash.
Cats are trash. But they better make better cooks or else we're going to be eating them. I learned the recipe myself. Just add chicken.
I don't want to rest for
a freak. Nah, the thing kind of skimpy. You know what? Something tells me Rocco would be a good meal. He's a beefy cat.
I don't know. I don't think I could eat a cat. Maybe if I would, like, of course, if it was necessary, yeah. But, like, if you just walk up to me, like, randomly, mm-hmm. like, you want to eat a cat? I'm probably like, no, thank you. No, I'm good.
All right, if you had to, would you eat dog? Somehow, in my head, thinking outside the box, yes, that is man's best friend. But, why can't we eat it? There's no actual taboo. No matter where it says in any Bible, it doesn't say you can't eat a dog. It doesn't say you can't eat a horse. Only one Bible that I've learned so far that it says that you can't eat a cow.
And that's what, it's not really a Bible, but the religious book from India, I believe. They believe cows are
sacred.
Sacred, yeah.
Yeah.
But if Okay, so if you're saying, like, if the circumstances fit, like, let's say we're in a food drought, shit like that, and the only thing that was edible...
apocalypse.
Yeah, and if the only thing I had to eat was dog, I'm going to eat the dog.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you, like, again, if you walk up to me on the street and be like, would you like some dog? I'd be like, no. And not because...
Would you like a dog taco?
Yeah,
dog-o?
Like, not essentially because it's immoral, but it's just something I wouldn't do.
Okay.
There's just some meats that I wouldn't partake in. Dog and cats are like one of those meats. Like, I'm not going to fucking eat a cat.
I would feel sensitive eating a cat.
Exactly.
Because I have a connection with my cat. So that's understandable. Would you eat a dog? Probably not. Because I had a connection with the dogs that I grew up with and my dad's dog.
I was like, eh.
Now, even though Dobby would make a dinner because he's a big ass dog, I don't want to eat him.
No. You know, if the circumstances fit, like if it was a apocalypse or food drought or only things we had were cats and dogs, I understand.
Look at him, he's freaking out every time the wind blows.
I know, because he thinks there's something behind the curtain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if we're speaking just like on a day-to-day basis, eating a cat or a dog, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Understandable.
You know, no shame to those who do, like. That's your thing. I just don't want to do it. Just like people who eat deer. Like, I probably wouldn't eat deer. On a day-to-day basis, you wouldn't catch me eating deer.
I'm just saying you're kind of missing out.
I will happily miss out on that. I don't want to eat deer.
There's a reason why a cat runs after that motherfucker so damn fast. Because that son of a bitch is delicious.
I don't want to eat deer.
You can cook up a deer.
I won't eat squirrel.
I won't eat that little rodent. Like, unless I had to.
Yeah,
it's not like a lot of meat.
If you had to, okay. But, I mean, and again,
a rabbit would make a better meal.
Again, even in that situation, like, I'd probably see if I could get, like, fish or something, like, an alternative before I lead to eating fucking cats and dogs. Like, I'd be like, okay, there has to be, like, no fish, no deer, no nothing. All we got is cat and dogs.
We got a herd.
Right, that is the only way I will eat cat and dog. There has to be no other animal around.
I heard people. Some people eat, what is that, tree bark? Like
tree bark?
Yeah, like I heard that one time. Like it, like if you're desperate, you would eat tree bark, but I don't know.
Tree bark.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder what that would taste like. Dirt? What?
I don't know.
Tree bark. Like, that's weird.
Bark. Yeah, it is. Look, I'm going to eat some of my burnt.
Like, I've heard of people,
bark.
Like, eating leaves.
Yeah.
But that's basically what salad is. It's just leaves from a plant.
Yeah.
But tree bark? What the fuck? Tree bark. That's a new one. Like, you're just going to pull this bark off the side of this tree and that's going to be what I have for lunch. Like, what? What? What did he say? Like, yeah, that's a new one. What else would be an odd thing to eat? That you wouldn't eat normally, but...
Ants?
My brother used to eat ants. We were really young. He was like...
I caught Amir eating ants. I had to stop him. Like, you got to stop putting everything in your mouth. You are not Pac-Man.
And my brother used to eat ants. Like I said, we were really young. We were like 4 or 5. He had never fucking going on. He said it tastes like chicken. I'm like,
no, it doesn't.
I'm like, you got that. That's all you, buddy.
You can't convince me that little bow.
He said this at 4. He probably doesn't still believe that. But back, it tastes like chicken. I'm like, no.
That's not how it works.
That's not how that works.
Nope. It's crunchy, huh? Yeah. Yeah, Mom, get him.
I would be like, your son, he's eating ants again.
Get your father.
Collect him. Like, go find your father. Like, this is why we need a father. I can't deal with this. What else is a weird thing that people eat to survive?
You know what I found out? This is a weird one. There's a village in Africa that chews on cow cud.
What is cud?
So they'll drain out some blood. Now, I believe this is how it goes. They drain the blood out of the cow, right? They'll put a stick in the bag and they'll like dip it in and out and like some type of I'm gonna go ahead and say cud or material gets stuck on the stick and they chew on it. I'm dead ass. Dead ass. Cow cud. Yeah. I swear to God, you gonna look it up.
I'm not.
They drain the blood out of a cow, and whatever's in the blood of that cow, they put a stick on it, and they just, like, stir that bastard up, and they get whatever the fuck is in that blood, probably high-ass cholesterol, and they chew on it. I don't know how, but they do it, and it's either a snack or it's like bubblegum to them. I swear to God.
That's a new...
That is new.
You know what's weird that I read, though?
What's up?
There is a tribe, I don't know which part of Africa it's in, but there's a tribe where the men of the tribe, the bigger your belly, the more attractive you are. So the men of this tribe drink cow's blood and milk and hibernate until they have a really big stomach. Then they go and find a suitor. But they have
what's
to
a suitor?
Look a suitor, like somebody to be with, a mate.
Oh, okay. I'm
yeah.
Like a suitor, like
that.
Call him a suitor.
In his tribe, like they had pictures. This dude's belly, they looked like they were like 10 months pregnant. Like their bellies were big.
Damn.
And they would just, and they would have skinny ass legs. Big ass belly, little ass legs.
Sounds like the crackheads of Pittsburgh.
And they would just literally like walk around like that. And that would be that would be found attractive.
Yeah, you got that, cuz.
I was like, oh, wow. I mean, to each their own, you know. I don't knock anybody's culture or beliefs. Like, oh, dude, that's weird. That's odd. Like, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And, you know, I wouldn't try it. No. Right, like, I wouldn't do it. But if that's what they believe in, you shouldn't. That's something they shouldn't be ashamed of.
That's nothing. One of my guys hit me up on Discord. It's different. It's definitely
different. Yeah, I've seen ones that I thought were cool, like Seminole people.
You remember like one of the? I think it's a festival. If not, it is something I would not participate in. But I think it's in India, and they celebrate by throwing cow manure at each other. It's like the most worst and extreme version of dodgeball I've ever seen.
You won't be seeing me in a festival of couch and throwing. You got me fucked up.
This guy.
Hell no.
High up on a building, recording these dudes in this alleyway with a mountain of manure, just tossing the shit for real. I was like, oh no.
You will not catch me in a festival like, of cow shit.
Everyone
throwing.
Is like, catching pink eye tonight.
Is, niggas is catching cholera, all
if
of that.
You
like,
don't take a bath before you get in my neighborhood range vicinity area code, whatever.
I will shoot you down. I will shoot you down, sir.
I will blast you down with hydro pump from fucking Blastoise. Don't come with me with that stank man.
Oh my goodness.
It is our way of the people. I understand
that's
that.
That's all
bro.
Fine and that dandy, but wash
me.
Your ass.
That is not true. You literally picked up cow shit and you threw it at your neighbor.
No.
I don't know what he did to you, and I don't know what you did to him. But you could have handled it like anything. You could have. I would have been fine if you would have did like a slap boxing tournament or something. You're throwing cow
there's
shit,
a,
bro.
There's a festival or a celebration, I should say, that actually ends in people dying.
Oh, God.
I don't know where it is in the world or what country or what continent it's on. But it's people and they celebrate like their deities.
Like the one with Austria, where they they cut their foreheads open, and they do it to the kids too.
Yeah, like they'll run around and like fucking attack each other, like with blood and shit. I was like, yo, that's some scary shit.
Yep.
I was like, yo,
let's
wow.
Go ahead and just do a blood transfusion by ourselves. You know what? We are really shitting on other people's like.
I'm not shitting on anything. I just think it's, I just wouldn't do some of this stuff.
And it's completely unsanitary as hell. Let's not.
In our opinion. Yeah. You know, but it's something I wouldn't do. But there is one that is really cool. What? It's the Seminole people.
Seminole?
Yeah. They were, I want to say they're like, they're in Mexico, I believe. I have to look that up again. I could be wrong. But their idea is the men, like when they're looking for like their wives, or the men get to pick their wives. Okay. No. The women get to pick their husbands. I said that wrong. And okay. The men dress up, like they wear like really nice garments, and they put on like makeup. Now, not like makeup like we wear. Mm-hmm. Like they'll put like tribal makeup on, and they'll do like a tribal dance, I believe. It's like a mating dance where, and then the woman, she'll determine her suitor by the color of his eye, like the whites of his eyes, the white of his teeth.
So if he's clean.
Basically. And the most beautiful man, so how symmetrical his face is.
Mm.
And that's how she'll get to, you know.
So he'll be symmetrical as fuck, but be broke as a...
I don't know, like, how their what type of finances, or, you know, how their economics are in the tribe. I just know that when it comes to mating, that's what they look at. It's the women. That's what the women look at. And then what's also crazy is that even married women can pick, like, somebody that they, like a second lover.
Hmm. You know what I thought was interesting?
What?
I believe I watched this with you on Vice. But it was the bride auction.
The bride auction?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one where they like kidnap people?
No, that's a kidnap bride.
Oh, okay. What's the bride auction?
The bride auction was the one, I don't know who the fuck these people are, but it's somewhere over there in Europe land. And they would go ahead, some girls would be like as young as 16, some would be as old like 25. Sweet in between, like 21 and whatever, and they would just go to this gigantic gathering, and think of it as like literally eBay for a wife.
Oh, they've been doing that for years. That's not a new thing.
It was something that's over there. I was like,
oh, it was over here too.
What?
They used to ship women from Europe to America. During the settlement stages and the colonization of America, they would ship women over here. They would train them over there, and they would check. They would make sure that their hymen, or they had their virginity still intact, their age, and like certain beauty requirements. And if they met all those requirements, they would ship them to the new land to be auctioned off to like the richest man in the village. And their job, the women's jobs, was to find the richest man, if not the richest, like a good enough suitor to procreate with. And it had nothing to do with love. They didn't give a fuck if you were loved, or if you're in your relationship, you were abused. That didn't matter. Your job was to get over here and procreate with somebody over in the Americas.
Come on, B.
You got me fucked up.
We gotta make some money.
You got me fucked up. I didn't know they still did that in Europe, but yeah, they used to do that. They did that for a while.
Well, they rather, like, the guy that they like, whatever the case may be, buys them, but, you know, that's not always the case.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably more lenient now, but back then, that love thing was not, they didn't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, what if you look, bitch, love is not a requirement. Buddy? Like, love is not a requirement. Like,
no, not anymore.
And the crazy part is, these men could literally have, like, multiple wives. Now, I don't know if they were able to perform in that situation, but, like, if you were rich enough, if you had the money, you could get another wife.
I don't know if I would be okay with... Well, for me, with multiple women, it would get... I ain't gonna lie, I might get annoyed. It was like, you're talking way too much. This is a lot coming at me. And all I want to do is play my fucking Xbox. Or play on my computer. and I got like six of you on me, what? First of all, why do I need six?
It's getting pretty windy.
Yeah, it is. And they're shooting a movie out there? Oh my god. What movie are they shooting?
I don't know. My brother said something about Rakes or Rex or something.
The Roanoke. I don't know. I'm just making
it's up something that they're shooting out there. And yeah, like that whole idea I thought was wild because I'm like, the way y'all wouldn't be talking about y'all can barely perform with one and you getting like six? Sir.
Pokemon, man. What you
like, what are you doing? Like, what? That logic makes no sense.
It does not. Not at all.
And then it, like, there's this idea that back in the day when we were all still in Africa, supposedly, that the white man came to our land and noticed that there were multiple men who had multiple women. Like, they were married to multiple women in the village.
Well, that still doesn't...
And they were salty. Like, they were like, what?
There's a dude out there with 100 wives. He is his own fucking family and village. He was on the news. On the news. He has 100 kids.
He has 100 kids. So he's had one kid by each woman.
Exactly. How you going to school, cuh? What that gonna look like in the future, cuh?
Hey, yo.
Bro, what? And this is
you can't even date nobody in your village because it's your sister or your brother.
Yeah, everyone else is literally my half brother. Like,
or my half sister, like every single one of them.
I have no idea on how my dad did this and didn't catch a single STD. 100?
That's a lot of work to put in. You got to have a strong downstairs because that's a whole lot.
He has like the best antivirus software ever. Shit. He's got McAfee Protect Me. Shit. Oh, man.
Yeah. But they didn't supposedly, when they went there and saw that, what the white men didn't like that. So that whole auction wife thing, they were trying to copy. What they saw the African people doing, but the only difference is that it's believed that the African men can have multiple wives and be able to take care of all of them without a problem, whereas the white men could not do that. So they were just like, the satisfaction level was not there.
Look,
it's like, hey, you.
There's something about the African desert, man. You can just do it all. I honestly think it's because everyone works.
Yeah, I think that's probably why it worked like that. Like, you could have more than one wife because everyone worked. You know?
You could literally have one person taking care of, like...
You know, you could have... Like, if you had... Let's say you did have sister wives. You could have one wife take care of the kids. That's what they call them, sister wives. Mm. Not, like, their actual sisters, but...
That doesn't do like...
Their wives. Shut up. That's weird. But essentially, you could have it organized where one wife is a nurturer. She takes care of the kids. And another wife is, you know, teacher. She teaches the kids. Another wife is a farmer or tends to the whatever the fuck.
The most annoying fucking thing ever.
What do you mean?
I'm just taking care of kids all day.
Yeah, it would. But I mean.
You need to give me a break.
I mean, no. Obviously, this is just hypothetically speaking.
I don't think you know, like. The amount of stress these little bastards we made are giving me. You need to be a dad and take his ass. And other mom, you're up, bitch.
You're up, bitch. But like, no, I'm pretty sure it didn't work like that all the time, but I'm saying they probably had a system in which everything worked and everyone was satisfied.
Yeah.
There wasn't somebody who was unhappy. Because that's one thing you have to worry about. If you're marrying multiple people or you're partnering up with multiple people, you have to be available for all those people.
Right. Now, another thing is this, their diet also makes a whole lot more sense compared to us eating cheeseburger, pizzas, ice creams, all that, and all that other shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much as a luxury. It's not so much as, a light luxury it is over here, but it's a big one over there. So, like, they don't eat protein every day. Mm-hmm. But we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, the difference in diets does explain on why a lot of them can maintain a healthy weight compared to the Americans rolling around with their belly wagons. Yep, mm-hmm. That's the reason why everyone has, like, an SUV. Gotta carry my gun and something.
I mean, and I've been thinking, I want to incorporate a meal that doesn't have meat in it, at least every week or so.
That's definitely doable.
You could just have a meal where it's not meat on it. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with eating meat, but I think we should at least cut down to where whatever dinner, you know, every week, we have one dinner that doesn't have meat on it. And I mean, it's obviously make sure we still get full. Huh?
I think I was hearing the train.
Obviously make sure that we're getting the nutrients we need from it. But I think we need to cut back on our meat intake.
Yeah. You know what I can go for? I can go for a stir fry with no meat.
Like a veggie stir fry?
A veggie stir fry, teriyaki style, over a bed of rice.
That sounds pretty good.
Doesn't it?
We probably have to get some vegetables. I think we still have broccoli. I know we still have peppers.
Here's what we do. Okay?
Because we can make this tomorrow. For real.
Here's what we do. All we got to do is throw everything. We're not adding potatoes. No starches. It's all veggies. We'll keep the rice. White rice. We'll throw it all in the crock pot. No, not in the crock pot. All in the rice cooker. And we'll just make our sauce.
Wait, what? So that's that's stir fried rice.
Or actually that's the steamed vegetables. But we'll stir fry up the vegetables. So over the rice. Teriyaki vegetables. Teriyaki stir fry over the vegetables. Oh my god, over
teriyaki stir fried vegetables over the rice.
Yes.
I get what you're saying.
Yes. I'm so lost in words because of the damn Monster Hunter.
I know. It's okay.
I know. It's racism. I know
that. That's not what I said. It's not, though.
You can't. How is it?
It's not racism because you're not the only person who can't play.
That's the thing. Everyone who can't game on Monster Hunter right now is gamers. Racism.
That's not right. Shut up.
Racism against gamers.
Shut up. Oh, and we have a question. For anyone who can answer this question, you get a virtual high five. What is two-spirited? What is that? Like,
what does that mean?
What did you do? And I don't want to laugh at anybody who is two-spirited out there, but I just want someone to explain to me what that means, because I'm just now getting used to all these gender identifications. Whatever, man. We'll call them. And we were filling out some paperwork earlier today, and it got to a section where it asked you for your gender. And they had the average ones, male, female, and they seem to have added transsexual or trans female, trans male, trans masculine, trans feminine, and they had a couple more. And then the very last one was two-spirited. I was like, what is that? So I called upon, you know, my brother, who is part of the Alphabet Mafia, and he said he didn't even know what it was. So I was like, yo, we need to find out what this means. So if there is anyone out there who can explain to us what two-spirited is, I will happily give you a virtual high five, because you know COVID's still a thing, so I can't touch anybody. But yeah, whole virtual high five for explanation of what two-spirited is. Thank you.
Yo, man, I don't know what the hell. Man, that's a weird one.
That was new. I was like, hey, yo. Everything else, I was like, okay, I understand all of these, because I've heard of all of them at least one time, and I've gotten at least an explanation for what it is. So I'm like, okay, I know what that is. But that two-spirited threw me. I was like, wait a minute, hold up. What is this? Like, I was like, What is that? And what does it mean? So, yeah. Are you driving tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm driving tomorrow. Well, maybe.
Well, if you aren't...
Monster Hunter, let's be play.
Okay. Well, if you aren't, I do want to go walking in the morning. So, just let me know if you're going to stay here in the morning or not. Because you don't have to walk with me. I just need somebody here with a mirror.
Okay. Me and the mirror can kill dragons and wyverns or whatever else is on there.
That's cool. I want to get my walking started. Get some of this weight off. Started working down the pounds.
Ooh, woo.
Ooh, woo.
Oh. The chili's hot.
The chili is indeed cold.
Is it cold?
The chili is ice cold, Charles.
Put it in the microwave.
The microwave is broke, Charles. And the gas is off of the stove, Charles. We eat nice cold chili.
You going home.
Why?
Because.
I don't accept this truth. I don't accept it. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And Hephaestocles.
Testicles.
I didn't say testicles. I said Hephaestocles.
Oh. Same difference.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up. Oh, Capcom and Nintendo, you're failing me. I want my boss out of here. Come on, man. I paid a lot of money for them drugs, man. Come on. One time for the one time on the one time car.
For the one time.
Anything for the betterment of the whole love? Anything for these people out here? Go ahead, don't sleep on that PUA money, bro. You never know when you might need it. Ooh, we'll need that money. Stop thinking like a dipshit. Just get the damn money.
No. Guys, after you poo-poo, wipe your butthole. Ladies, wipe from back, front to back.
Or just go in the dishwasher.
No. Ladies, wipe front to back, not back to front.
Or maybe just get a bidet.
That is all.
All right. It has been a pleasure with your man, Sega.
And what is my name? Miss Bounce.
Say that again, Nick. Say that again. You just forgot who you are.
I forgot who I was because I'm tired.
It's okay. Love, peace, and chicken grease, everybody.